I'm really intrigued by what Blake has done these first four games. I mean, you know, watching practice throughout training camp, from the outside looking in, you're not really sure what his role is going to be, and you guys are doing all the nitro stuff, and I'm just wondering how things have kind of evolved for him in the first four games and what you feel you've got.
I think we've got kind of what we've been looking for all along, some impact out of him in the run game, the pass game, blitz and pressure. But overall, he's a guy that I completely trust in really any area, any situation. He plays the game at such a high level of intensity and so hard that I think he can really overcome any situation he is physically. Mentally, he's on top of everything. So it's been impressive to see him start the season here. I think he's still growing in a lot of ways. Every day, there's things that come up that you can tell his youth and his growth. There's still a lot of potential yet to come, but I've been very happy with what we've gotten out of him in the first four games here so far.
I mean, every time I'm in the locker room, he's sitting in his locker room with his iPad, and part of me always looks at him and goes, God, this guy, is he too good to be true? What's his, I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't seem inauthentic, but it's just, I've never seen a player kind of be the way he seems to be.
Yeah, I think he's all in. I mean, he really understands, you know, why he's here and what he wants to get out of the game of football. He has a passion for it. And he truly loves it, and he wants to make himself better every day in every way he can. And that's really the way he attacks everything throughout the building, whether it be meetings, walkthroughs, I mean, his nutrition, his workouts. I mean, he really has a mindset that he wants to be the very best that he can be.
Scott, how much pressure does Dallas put on your inside linebackers in their run game?
The whole front seven is we've got to be a cohesive unit. You've got to take care of your gap control, your fits. You've got to be able to get off blocks and use your hands because they have a combination probably second to none in the league of an O-line and a running back that really excels in the run game. They've schematically, they do a lot of good things. They're not too overly complicated, but they have enough change-ups in what they do, and they execute at a very high level. And they put a lot of pressure on you just from your gap control and being gap sound because they got a running back who can find it. If you're soft anywhere across the front, he has the ability to find it, both with his vision and his ability and his quickness and his feet and his acceleration.
Are you guys deeper at inside than your depth chart would appear just because of all the versatility that your safeties have?
Yeah, it's a blessing. We have some options there based on guys that we've worked in there in the past. So, you know, it's in some of our having big guys in there in the middle, true inside linebackers, maybe we're a little bit short. But we have options that we feel comfortable with going to. In any situation, I think.
How different is it when you go through small nickel against their running game and their offensive line and replace one of those traditional big inside linebackers with the safety?
Yep. I think they just have to use their instincts and ability. I think you saw in the first Josh's real first opportunity in Cincinnati, they had a solid run game. He was able to do a lot of good things just based on his speed, athletic ability, and trust in his instincts. So, they're big up front, no doubt that presents a problem for some of the smaller guys. But I think they have good enough instincts they can counter it and be effective in there as well.
Hey, Scott, when you were with quality control, were you in the box at all at that point? Or were you always on the sideline?
I've been both. I started out assistant quality control when Bob Sanders was here. I was down on the field charting for him. Then whenever Dom came, I moved up into the box and really spent until I got promoted to assistant linebackers. Then I came down for a stint and back up, back down. So it's gone round and round with that.
What kind of perspectives that give you up there in terms of what you guys get out there?
you definitely get a better view of the whole big picture. You know, you can see the game, all 22 up there for sure, and you have an idea right now of what's going on. And obviously that's important communication from the box down to the sideline and those guys there to be able to get those corrections and adjustments made.